Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Happy President's Day, and thank God we're here on a holiday, because the amount of news to catch up after that wildly successful radiothon, we'll have a special guest on to break that down. Thank you so much, particularly some of the contributions that were challenges. They were amazing. But there are at least three big stories out there. The state of emergency declared by the president and the backup for that. The hoax story, we're in the 90% camp, I think, of calling it a hoax at this point. Still not 100%. We're not going to be like the other side on that coming out of Chicago. And then the whole situation with the coup. We now know that McCabe last night says that Rod Rosenstein knew he had at least two solid cabinet members that would vote under the 25th Amendment. That amendment, my God. To remove President Trump from office. I think it was the Secretary of State, our buddy Rex. Not sure about the other. But there were at least two they knew they had in the bag, if you can imagine. All right, so I want to start off with the hoax story, alleged hoax story that is breaking down. And I guess the question is that the best that I want to talk about with this occurred on CNN, I guess it was yesterday. The first commentator you're going to hear is African-American. Kamel Foster, his name is. And then this female, Liz Plank, dressed in pink. Now, he's African-American. He's saying, didn't we learn anything through these hoaxes with the Empire actor and the allegation that they have him? They have two Nigerian actors, weightlifters, that he allegedly hired. They have allegedly that where they bought the rope, the whole news story. The thing that got me out of this, I know a lot of people pointed out, come on, in that subterranean weather in Chicago that this would happen. You know what the tell is in a lot of these hoaxes, ultimate, alleged hoaxes, Dom? It's the language they use, you know, of what was said and how it was said. This is MAGA country. Just that. There's no way someone is saying that. The odds are incredibly slim. Just like that place over in Bordentown. Remember where the waitress says she didn't get a tip because she talked in Spanish to one of the wait staff there? And the two white customers, in, they just came in for dessert. That was a little bit. They wrote on the back of the bill, no tips for immigrants. And you know, and you've said it, and I said it, wouldn't they say illegal immigrants? Isn't that what they were getting at? So it's the language that's used. They don't have the rhythm of it right. It's sometimes hard to concoct something that has the ring of reality to it. And all kinds of people, principally the media, there were activists, there were celebrities, but principally the media, that's who we want to focus on. They jumped into this. Now, Robin Roberts seems to be an awfully nice woman from GMA, except she's like Ellen DeGeneres. She weaponizes herself. She was one of the principal having Jesse Salmet on and not challenging anything. Jesse Salmet. And then you have Ellen DeGeneres, same kind of thing over the years. Robin Roberts, when President Obama wanted to say he had a change of heart on gay marriage, that's where they went. To her, this is the angle. But there were tons of people in the media who rushed to judgment. I have a story here of a deputy editor, the editorial page of the Washington Post, who actually wrote about this yesterday, how she wished so much this story out of Chicago would be true and how she was now finally downing. Why would she wish it were true? Why would she want to go down that line? Wouldn't she be relieved that this is not true? So what fallback position do people like Cory Booker and these others who rush to judgment on this, even though the facts weren't in, even though the story to any neutral observer seemed a bit convoluted. What's their fallback position? You know their fallback position. Well, there's already so much hatred in America. It's a fact. I think we have cut a Booker saying since 9/11, all this stuff has ratcheted up unbelievably. Now, they can't prove that either. So when they're wrong in the instant case in front of us to make their broader point, they go to the broader point to bail themselves out on the case in which they were wrong. And they do this constantly. And what they're doing now, they're creating a whole wave of people that don't want to believe anything about anything that's out there in any of these cases, some of which may be true. They don't want to be hoaxed into it. They don't want to be slurred by it because they're Trump supporters. So listen to this exchange. Here's Kamel Foster. He's an African-American commentator on CNN. And he's saying we should have exercised skepticism about this alleged attack.
If this had happened in the way that Jesse described, it would have been pretty extraordinary. And what we're seeing now, however, as the story starts to degrade a bit, is I do think a lot of sort of frustration on many sides and even some cheering on other sides, because there was a lot of a rush to judgment. I mean, I think in a lot of these speculative controversies where the media is necessarily reporting on a story really, really early when we don't know much, folks have to go with what they suppose. And what we knew at the time was the president's supporters are racist. Of course, there's a desire, almost a credulousness about a story like this, where we're not sufficiently skeptical when we're confronted with facts that don't really seem to fit together too well. At 2 a.m. in the morning, almost the coldest night of the year, you were attacked and someone conveniently had a rope. My heart goes out to anyone who gets attacked, but it's totally appropriate to exercise a bit of skepticism and to exercise a bit of patience in waiting for the facts to develop around this story. And as they have developed, the story looks very different than what most people suspected.
Seems pretty balanced to me, right? Oh, no. Remember, he's the African-American guy. That doesn't stop this woman from Vox, V-O-X, from jumping in and making the broader point after pushing back on this. A, it was in the media. It was just activists and actors. That's not true. We have a whole montage. We know what the media did. We know how they rushed into this. Just like the Covington student. They're eager. They throw everything aside. They either believe in their mind that Trump supporters are doing this all over the place, we just have to catch them, or they don't care whether they're doing it or not. So here is Liz Plank from Vox. She makes both points. Now, she's a white female. She pushes back on the African-American commentator, and then she jumps in to try to make this broader point that racism is alive and well in this country.
Racism is alive and well in this country. Homophobia is alive and well in this country. 2017 was set a record for the number of hate crimes, and the president and his rhetoric has been cited by people who, there is real evidence of people who have done these crimes who cite that the president has inspired them.
But is that why people just went ahead and believed?
Yeah, because it's a trend.
Well, I think this is part of the problem. We're establishing the trend, whether or not it's there.
We're not establishing it. There's evidence of it.
When you say things like it is alive and well, there is far less racism in America today than there ever has been.
There is
far
less
homophobia
and against
Muslims. When we talk about hate crimes, we're talking about 15% increases in these things. A hate crime is not the sort of thing that we simply look at and it is absolutely positively a hate crime. There's some supposition about that.
So you don't believe the FBI? The FBI is not an expert? You're an expert?
There's some supposition about hate crime. Define hate crime. Define hate speech.
And that's why I leave this to the FBI to be experts on it.
And I'm suggesting that even in FBI statistics, there's a great deal of ambiguity about what makes something a hate crime. There are subjective determinations.
What makes those actually ambiguous is that most of them are not reported.
What Smollett did, if he lied, he's hurt real victims of hate crimes.
All right, that was Brian Stelter there, as Greg Gutfeld calls him, the hall monitor, going toe-to-toe with this woman. They are relentless. There will be no mea culpas. I've even seen some out there saying, it doesn't matter. Trump has triggered this and triggered guys to do this because there's so much pressure and so much going on. That was Brian Stelter pushing back on it. Wow. Just think about that. That's a little guy on CNN that's often mocked. He's pushing back. That doesn't stop her. She's on a roll here. There's less racism in the country, less of this, less. That's what he's saying, which is accurate. Nope. not according to whatever thing they want to say, what they want to go with. This will not restrain them. But what's the positive? What this does, this reinforces President Trump and the pushback. So it may not stop them because they don't care. They're in their own bubble. They're going to rush. They're going to continue to try to go with this time after time. But this allows Trump to have more credibility, more pushback, more support from his base. It just divides up the country into those camps again. And they continue to cheapen themselves. I mean, we're 6 days away from the Oscars. You know, they won't restrain themselves. They're being told, don't go political. Don't help Trump. Don't help Trump. Don't help Trump. Then they go out there and go wild. They all have a laugh. They feel great about it. And again, it all adds up on the Trump side. 855-839-1210, you get a line. It's often the language. I think Stelter or somebody else there too pointed out, I think the initial commentator pointed out something, not just the temperature. They just happen to have a row. I center on the language in a lot of these. It's always stilted. It's always convoluted. This is MAGA country. I don't think so. Just like the one here in Bordentown. I don't think they're writing on the back, no tips for immigrants. It just doesn't. I don't think they're writing it. I want to see the handwriting sample. And you know what the allegation is out there. The motivation was with Empire, he may have been written out of it or about ready to be written out of it. So this was his way to stay in the news, allegedly. Now, we're not 100% of anything yet. But if the police determine, or if it goes to a grand jury that he did this, then I think he ought to serve jail time. And so should the brothers that are associated with him. That's how it should go. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Now, Spartacus, Cory Booker, playing video games in New Hampshire yesterday, campaigning. Cory Booker was one of the first to rush to judgment on this, as you knew he would. So he's with reporters yesterday, and he's talking to them about, now we need caution, though. Not caution. We need caution about the idea of looking at, is this really a hoax? We should be very, very cautious. Let's be so cautious that we hope this goes away. Here's what he said.
Well, the information's still coming out.
Still coming out. Well, in the beginning it wasn't.
Comes out from on the record sources.
We
know in America that bigoted and biased attacks are on the rise.
We
do? In a serious way. And we actually even know in this country that since 9/11, the majority of the terrorist attacks on our soil have been right-wing terrorist attacks, and majority of them white supremacist attacks, from the horrific shootings in Pittsburgh or in South Carolina church. What we're seeing is attacks on people because they're different, and we all need to join together and condemn those attacks and the hatred and the bigotry that sources them.
Nice pivot. They always have the pivot to get at. That's the pivot. Jump in to say, hey, none of these other people are getting ahead of me. I'm going to scream. This is exactly that. I'm not going to urge caution. Then when it blows up, do two things. Urge caution now as the blow up is happening, and then hammer away again at how racist America is. This is the tactic. It's almost scripted. It's unbelievable how far this goes by the very perpetrators of spreading this stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. And one of the things it does, it makes it hard to believe in any of these situations. You have a whole camp of people out there then that are able to say they're never going to believe in any of this, no matter what the evidence is. And they're hardening on that position. I get it. We have a whole montage coming up, too, of the media rushing in on this. It wasn't just actors and activists. It was the media, mainstream media, any number of them, that ran with this instantly. Particularly the fact that it was President Trump and MAGA hats and this is MAGA country. That became the hook. This is MAGA country. Who's going to say that, particularly in a Chicago? Who's going to say a crazy line like that? Doesn't it seem off key? And it might say they're Trump supporters if somebody did this or something like that. This is for Trump. even that, I don't know. You know, they get tied up because they can't come up with anything plausible. It's hard to come up with something plausible when you're setting something up. Maybe this guy's not such a good actor. Maybe he hired the wrong guys who are now allegedly turning state's evidence against him.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.